Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. With us now on the Wester Hotline, the fabulous host of Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to check out Joe's show with Sam Panayotovich weekday mornings on the BetMGM network and the Bet 1520. Joe, how are you?
Great, guys. How are you?
Good.
Besides talking up the Patriots.
You ready to do more of that or less? Should we scale it? Are you going to scale
it
back?
How do you feel about it?
You're calling the wrong guy. I'm sure it's going to be even worse tomorrow. Look, I think there's a legit pathway, whether you like it or not. I don't really like it for them to be in the playoffs. They're an underdog to make the playoffs, but I was just looking at those odds, just listening to you guys talk through it. And I got to hear it because one of my best friends is a big Patriots fan. I'm just like, I'm always talking him down. Sometimes football happens and the easy schedule gets easier. And I look at it, I'm like, God, after Buffalo, it's literally maybe the three worst teams in the NFL. Right. In New Orleans, Tennessee, and Cleveland. And now what was supposed to be one of the tough games of an easy schedule, Cincinnati, looks like an easy win. And it's the Giants. It's just, man, they should just easily stroll to a minimum of 9 wins, and they're going to be in the mix for the playoff. Now, what they do there is something completely different. But, I may not be a big believer in the team, but the record is going to be the record, and I kind of think there's a very good chance that this team is in the playoffs.
Me too. If I may use this opportunity, little trivia. It's not really a trivia question. You know how people say, like, sometimes they say, I got a trivia question for you, and it's about them. Like, it's not even really trivia. But today, I placed two make the playoffs bets on teams that were plus 500 or higher, which, you know, aren't our favorite bets always, you know, losers, right? The best bets we make are, like, sure to lose.
Joe, I said yesterday, I would rather lose $10 than win $12.
How about that line? That's so good.
I never make that bet.
Yeah. I know somebody who's like that.
Is it me?
I don't want a tie. I'd rather lose than void it. Like, he wants a result. I'm like,
seriously, though, like, if you bet $10 to, you know, on the the Guardians today, right? Like, you bet, who cares? You bet 12 or something on, like, you know, the Commanders to win the Super Bowl. You're getting way much more fun out of that than just, like, one little $10 bet. Anyway, plus 500 or better. Two teams right now on the odds. I bet them both to make the playoffs. I would love it if one of them did. Anybody want to make a guess, or I'll just tell you?
Yeah, I'll guess. You get Cowboys are not there, huh? I don't think they're.
That's one.
Oh, it is one. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Green Book, Joe.
I feel like because of the conversation we're having, that New England's the other one. But are they?
They're
that
not.
High?
I don't think they're that rich.
Yeah. They're not. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like plus 155, somewhere in that range.
Joe's better equipped to guess at this because I don't look at those odds. That I look at them when I make bets to win the division back in the summer, and I don't look at them really.
Plus, I already have New England from before the season.
Giants?
Browns.
And I was going to say Browns. Okay.
What do you think? Is that crazy? 6-1? Crazy?
Do you have them winning Sunday morning?
Well, I mean, what? They're a 3.5-point dog. The total is like 19 or something. I mean, just it's super low. Great defense against Carson Wentz with four injured linemen. I could see it.
Yeah.
Right, right. I know. I look at that point spread and I say, what am I missing? So with everything that you said, fair points. I say Brian Flores bringing pressure against a quarterback who hasn't taken a snap in the NFL yet on national TV in his first spot, right? Like after having the bad travel.
He's going to make Dylan Gabriel see ghosts, pretty much, is what I would be expecting.
Maybe Dylan Gabriel should make him see Judkins. Because maybe he's all you need to beat Minnesota. Look at Kenneth Gainwell last week. What was that? I mean, that was like a monster game for a guy that's just – has he ever started a game? So
How about – and I think you're right. Like that's what they're going to most likely do offensively, just hand it off to Judkins all game. How about the number of rookie running backs making an impact already? I think that is, and I know you guys can't bet it, I think that's the most fun award to track.
I love it.
This year, the offensive rookie of the year, because you don't have a quarterback that's running away with it. The one quarterback that started from week one is going through his struggles. I don't see him turning it around. Now you've got a couple of quarterbacks that are in the mix in Dart, and we'll see what Gabriel ends up doing. You've got a wide receiver that is your favorite in Ibuka, who's been phenomenal. And every week it's, oh, here's another one. Like this week I'm looking at Woody Marks at 60-1. Should I be betting that? If he's going to be the guy moving forward for the Texans, there are a lot of fun names. And Genty finally had his blow-up game. Hampton did as well.
Oh, yeah, going back to the spring before the draft, like this was something that was forecast. Right, there was just a lot of talent coming in running back wise. Like even into Saturday, you're going to get guys who are going to play and play well right away.
I think one guy that's like looked really good, like Woody Marks, I don't think he is good, but maybe that doesn't matter if he gets all the work and can kind of rescue their offense. I think one guy who's good but not playing enough is R.J. Harvey. Like he
looked great on Monday night, I thought.
But Dobbins is sort of like your workhorse type, and if he doesn't get hurt, Peyton's not shunning J.K. Dobbins. So I think you have a Dart ticket, right, Joe?
Yeah, I have a Dart ticket. Well, you could see that Daboll was dying to get him on the field. It doesn't matter what Russ was doing, just was waiting. And so, yeah, he had the big game. And then the number got bigger and bigger. And the week before he decided that Dart was going to play when Russell was awful, it went back down to 35-1. This guy's getting on the field very soon. He's trying to save his job. And Russ wasn't going to get it done. So, yeah, maybe I have too many. I have a Dart ticket. I have a Judkins ticket. And because once he got out there and he took 18, he rushed it 18 of their 19 times from the backfield, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the guy. I'm considering Woody Marks. There's a 75 out there. But
at what point
do you stop?
Soon. Yeah. Soon. Are you plus or minus against the field? Dart, Judkins, are you favored to win or?
I don't have. Well, Dart is about the third favorite. He's almost the same odds as Hampton, but I don't have a Booker or Genty.
Okay,
so those are the top two.
You're probably like 1-3 to win. 1-3, maybe better than that. Maybe 40% to win, something like that.
Scatabu doesn't get credit, right? If the Giants do anything, it's all the quarterback.
Good point. Like that's interesting, and he got tons of volume last week. Didn't really amount to much, but he was like he got the ball all day in that game, and they never trailed against the Chargers. By the way, I also bet Dallas to win the division at plus 2200 because I think Philadelphia is actually bad.
You love that tie, huh?
I think Philadelphia is actually bad.
Joe, yeah. How much do you enjoy doing a weekly show with two guys who apparently love to lose bets?
Hey, there's a daily show like that.
It's fun. We got the Cowboys and the Browns making the playoffs.
Although, listen, yes. I'm self-deprecating. Put that aside. Do we have a long shot tight end touchdown for tonight? By the way, we're riding a streak of 2 weeks in a row.
Joe.
We gotta find a guy for tonight.
Who's playing in this game?
It's got to be Tonjes.
It's going to be awful.
Who is this?
It's got to be Jake Tonjes, who I think is their starter, and his odds can't be super great if everybody else is hurt. What?
How do you spell that?
T-O-N-G-E-S. Listen. We hit on Jackson Hawes. Bulldog, thank you so much for remembering this. We hit on Barner. Joe wouldn't even respond last week. Like, right. Oh, my God, this freaking guy.
First touchdown of the game, too.
First touchdown of the game.
Right. Unbelievable. Tonjes, I was actually at a baseball field, so I missed the whole thing.
Tonjes has been scoring. He's their Kittle right now.
He's plus 425 for a touchdown.
Oh, baby. I mean, how much easier does money get? How much easier does it get to make money from that?
So San Francisco will score a touchdown tonight.
And it's going to be Jake Tonjes, who is perfect for this little bit.
What do you want to do with this game, Joe, while we're here? I mean, it's the number, I think I saw 7.5. So many injuries, but it's a division game, and it's a Thursday. And, like, I don't know. That number seems a little scary to me.
And it's now 8.5.
Okay.
There are some nines. What I want to do with this game is now I wasn't considering this earlier in the week.
Now you want to bet Tonjes?
Like, there's Tonjes is locked in. We have to do that. I mean, do we want to do 3 weeks in a row where you regret it? Like, come on.
I mean, you have to.
I feel like now I have to consider Rams for Survivor, and I didn't want to do that.
Oh, right.
But now I have to. If you want to save teams like the Lions and the Bills, which I do, you have to look at it. What are they down to the – who's the number one receiver for San Francisco?
DeMarcus Robinson. Revenge game. DeMarcus
Kendrick
Robinson.
Bourne, who was
and
cut
Bourne.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it is. I don't want to do anything with the side. Here's one angle. Will Brinson brought this up on our show this week, and I thought it was kind of interesting. If you're into narratives, which I think some people bet into, Davante Adams. Grew up Palo Alto. He look at him against the Niners. The numbers are staggering. Five regular season games. He's averaged 127 yards per game. In those five games, he has 7 touchdowns. A couple of playoff games, he averages 114 yards per game in those. His prop this morning when I looked was 54.5 yards. So Devontae could be something there. Everything's got to go through McCaffrey, you would think. But I mean,
I know, but Joe,
is it going to be worth it if you're behind by 2-3 scores early?
The price is probably terrible.
Yeah.
He hasn't even been good.
Nope.
Like he's getting the ball constantly. It's ironic. Like, he's the one guy who's not hurt, but he hasn't even been good. I'll tell you one more anytime touchdown bet I will make tonight is Corum for the Rams. Because for the first time since Kyren Williams, they're taking him off the field. Like, they're using Blake Corum from Michigan, running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's got to be, it's got to be at least plus 250 or something, I bet. I don't even know, but.
I did think that was kind of interesting that the two most popular prop bets for tonight are on backup running backs.
Uh-oh. The room? Am I in the room now?
You're in the room.
Uh-oh.
The number one bet is Brian Robinson Jr. over 17.5 rushing yards.
Don't like it.
And number two, Corum over 30.5 rushing yards.
I'll just take the touchdown.
His touchdown number is plus 280, I see right now.
I don't want to be in the room, Joe. I can't live like this. I don't want to be. I don't want the humiliation of being in the room. Although last Thursday night, the room finally did well. This is the most popular public bets. If you don't watch Bet Sweats every day, this is what the room means. So, okay.
Room's been bad. Room's been bad this year.
Do you have a thought on Bills Patriots? I mean, are you way off New England?
I like the Bills.
Okay.
And I like that the number came back down to earth a little bit. Now you get it at, now it's going back up a little. I take a look now. The betting market really hasn't settled. You could find 7.5, you could find 8, and you could find 8.5. But, I was sweating that Bills Survivor play way too much last week.
Mm.
I was like, what is going on? Why am I kicking my feet up on the Patriots? And it was the Texans, right. And then the Patriots, I mean, rather the Bills was the sweat. It seemed like they didn't really seem all that concerned about it, sitting in a number of defensive starters. But I do like the Bills, and it I think you guys hinted at this as well. I could see another Sunday night shootout in this game.
I like
going
it.
Going both ways. And, you know, Drake May's been terrific. Let's see. Not a tough matchup defensively. Leads the league in completion percentage. So we'll see if that continues. They haven't had much of a running game. But especially if they're behind, him and Allen going back and forth, I could see it.
What are some survivor ideas you like this week? And how is your idea?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I didn't look at the stats. Did some people get knocked out last week or no?
It's been pretty slow. I think in most pools, it's about maybe a third at most that have been knocked out, because the highest point spreads they're getting through. And the ones that are getting bounced are like the fourth or fifth one, like around six and a half. So, yeah, the Chargers lose as 6-point favorites to the Giants last week, but not a ton of people were on them. Hmm. Yes, the Packers was a losing pick because ties are losers in most pools, but not a ton of people are on them because of the higher games. So
yeah,
I think tonight is pretty good with the Rams. That makes a lot of sense. If you have not used the Cardinals again in one of their first couple easy games, this is your last chance if you want to use them. If you're in a big pool, you're probably going to have to use middle teams like the Cardinals because it's going to last a while. They're going against the Titans this week. This would be your last spot. I don't know why, but I am so scared of the Colts this week. Whether it's, you know, Geno playing better on the road, not turning the ball over as much, bounce back situation. I don't know what it is, but that number scares me. And why is it sitting at 7 and it's not going above that? That worries me. I think the Lions is easy if you don't mind using them. The Rams, it sounds like you guys would not go Bills this time.
No.
I would not go Bills this time. I like your Rams idea. I may hop on that. If I remember to do it before the game starts. I didn't tell you this, but two weeks ago, I played golf Sunday morning, and because the Bills had played on Thursday, and I went to my favorite bar on Hurdle near my house, and like 2 minutes to one, I sit down and there's a notification from the group that runs your pool. Like, you haven't made your pick yet. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like scrolling through Seattle.
We almost had him, Joe.
We joke around about like these emails that are so like, you know, Walmart's got to ask you how like your purchase of a gas cap key went, you know, like what? Stop with the flood of email.
Rate it.
Here was one that I really like, oh, thank God I got the splash reminder, because I would have completely forgot when I sat down at the bar and I would have been out.
Yep. Wow. Oh, man.
We almost had him.
Good job.
Next year, remove the notifications. less than a minute, Joe. Any baseball thoughts today?
Yeah, I mean, the first game is scoreless early on. I actually like a lot of the underdogs today. We've got Detroit and Cleveland going on. We'll see. The Cubs fans are freaking out over here, I got to tell you. The Padres are an underdog. I'd rather have Darvish on my side. I think they have the pitching advantage and strong bullpens on both sides. I've been hitting a lot of unders, especially in Detroit-Cleveland and the Chicago-San Diego series. Boston, New York, it's a complete toss-up. It's early against Schlittler for it all in, yeah, in the best of three. The Yankees are -160 favorites. So I think it's a coin toss, so I would just look to the Boston side there. I brought up on the show today about the idea of, yeah, it's probably going to be Dodgers, and I kind of like them to face the Tigers, who obviously have to win today.
Oh.
And Sam said that you brought up an idea on a World Series MVP, which, yes, I really, really like.
And he can't find it. He told me he can't find it.
Oh, I found it today. I found it right before I hopped on.
I'll DM you if you don't mind. I want it.
There's a 60.
Fine.
I hope they didn't take it down because they're playing right now.
Oh. I mean, I did three podcasts this morning. I missed your show for the first time in a long time.
What are we talking about?
Scooble.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a very strong angle. If they make it that far, he's the guy you think of. He's probably going to be back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. Yeah, it could be a Strasburg situation.
It's Bumgarner.
Three times in a series. Yeah.
Yep. I had Bumgarner in 14. It's one of my favorite all-time bets. And we sat here on Game 7 day that year and, like, Bulldog, how does he lose? Like, what has to happen in this game? If Kansas City wins the game, he's still going to win the MVP. Like, if he doesn't pitch, what happens? He pitches the last three innings or something.
Right.
And that Alex Gordon triple, and then he finished. Like, they gave him the truck. Remember the truck guy?
You're right. That was so good. The truck guy, that's right.
So good.
The memories when you hit a bet like
that. Exactly. Exactly.
The truck guy.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet MGM Network. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.